Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Of course, Fridays, I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. I am always, always, always happy to wear something red today. I have to thank my dear friend Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets. I am sporting one of Emily's red bracelets so that I am suitably attired. Remember, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago. We saw a pretty feisty, passionate Marine mom up on stage. She herself a Marine. I'm talking, of course, about our Lieutenant Governor, Winston Earl Sears. Most of us who are certainly part of this little get-together each afternoon, we were listening, we were watching. And two things here. Number one, I do want to hear what you thought. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Was there a winner? Was there a loser? Was it a wash? You think any minds were changed? What'd you make of the moderators? I want to hear what you're thinking on this. 833-804-1140. I especially want to hear from my friend John Reed. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He is joining us, and I want to get his sense of how the debate went last night. John, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I thought Winsom, you know, shook it up pretty dramatically. And, you know, she just wasn't going to stand there and play nice while a bunch of lies were told. It was uncomfortable to watch, but all of these things are uncomfortable to watch. And the last thing you want to do is allow a Democrat to get up and just run their mouth, not answer the questions, lie directly to everybody's face, and then you wind up with 59 seconds to try to offer a rebuttal and your answer. Winsome wasn't going to go for that.
Let's talk about some of the substance as well as some of the style, because style-wise, I did hear plenty of critiques, people saying, my gosh, the lieutenant governor's just interrupting too much, you got to let her finish, because if, in fact, Ms. Spamberger says anything, it's going to be bad, so let her finish. But substance-wise, for sure, Abigail Spamberger was just MIA, wasn't she?
Well, she looked really rattled. Yeah. You know, everybody's acted like Abigail Spamberger is invincible and, oh, my God, she's so amazing. She was a congresswoman. You know, she was my congresswoman. I have never really thought she was that spectacular. I, I used to watch her little speeches on the House floor. You know, everybody gets 2 minutes to run their mouth and, you know, criticize the Republican president, talk about all the things they're going to do that they cannot do, you know, and then they send them back to the locality. Everybody's kind of figured out that it's all bogus. Have you ever seen her give a speech where you're like, wow, that was deep. That was thoughtful. Very, very impressive. No, the whole thing has been she's a soccer mom, and I'm not even sure that's true, but whatever. So I didn't think that she said anything that made me, even as a Republican candidate, go, wow, that was a good idea. That was brilliant. I thought it was pretty pedestrian. And the tap dancing about the trans stuff, she just can't deal with that issue, even though apparently she's 100% wedded to it. What's up with that?
You know, that is a great question. She had, just from Lieutenant Governor Sears, three opportunities to really say, yeah, you know what, Jay Jones, he ought to go. Then the moderators followed up on that. Same thing with the should you have men in the girls' locker room question. She had multiple opportunities. There was that very, how do you even describe it? It was a very uncomfortable pause. I mean, she was just silent, right?
God, and the camera angle, which I guess wasn't prepared, of, you know, Abigail just kind of staring off into space, refusing to even acknowledge that Winsome Sears was in the room. Now, I mean, I can tell you, if Winsome Sears was a Democrat, I know what the Democrats would be saying. Oh, how racist that she wouldn't even acknowledge the black lady. Yes. I mean, seriously, that's what would be said, because it was uncomfortable and weird. Like, she's talking to you. Why don't you just acknowledge that she's speaking to you, even if you rebut it? That's what we're looking for here. The whole thing was an odd dynamic. Yeah. And, of course, I've done a lot of events like this, as you have, Jeff. I just wouldn't have stood up there like a robot, you know, pushing the buttons in my head. This is the answer I'm supposed to give to this question. And that's what it looked like to me, was coming from Abigail.
It was. I'm glad you are using that term. And what a brilliant term that you've hit on. It was robotic. It was so well rehearsed that it was a very bad actress delivering lines. It wasn't somebody speaking from the heart. It was someone who was committed to saying X, Y, and Z, regardless of what it was. And her unwillingness to acknowledge the lieutenant governor in any way, not even looking at her, that wasn't just uncomfortable. That was ugly. And it reminded me, and you got to go back a few years for this one. I know you remember this. E.W. Jackson, Bishop E.W. Jackson, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, facing off against Ralph Northam, the Democrat candidate for lieutenant governor, and Ralph Northam refused to shake his hand. And of course,
that's right,
Ralph Northam got a pass because he's got a D next to his name.
Well, you see the trend here.
Yes.
I mean, not to bring it back to me, but I'm going to bring it back to me. Why does Gazala get a pass for not even having a lieutenant governor's debate? At least those two stood on stage with each other for 60 minutes and answered some questions. I mean, truly, I guess I'm too close to it to be 100% objective, but come on. Is the media in Richmond, is the media in Northern Virginia, is the media in Virginia Beach, everywhere across the state, really okay with the second in command in Virginia not being vetted in public? Is that cool? I'm stunned that no one seems to care, and they're just going to give Gazala a pass while I go out every single day taking phone calls from reporters, doing interviews on Zoom calls, stopping, pulling my car over on the side of the highway and doing live shots for local TV. I mean, I'm the most accessible candidate out of the six people. And I very rarely, I can't even think of the last time I've told someone no. And I don't get any credit for that. And Gonzalez just going to hide in her basement. No one cares. It's really making me mad.
You deserve to be mad, though. Let me remind everybody, my friend John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. You absolutely deserve to be mad. And you know who else deserves to be mad? We, the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. The idea that to be governor, you will debate your opponent for 60 minutes one time. I don't think that's enough, and I think there should be more. There should have been more. The idea that someone wants to be lieutenant governor, as you rightly point out, second in command here in the Commonwealth. We've got 8 million people in our state. We got a lot going on, and she refuses to engage in any debate. And the attorney general's race, as you know, there's going to be a one-hour discussion in front of the Virginia State Bar Association, and that's it. It is absolutely shameful any way you slice it, and we, the people, ought to be mad as hell.
And, you know, the people deserve to find out where Ghazala Hashemi, where Abigail Spanberger, and quite frankly, where, you know, people like that jerk that you just had in the newscast, Don Scott, you know, the drug dealer speaker of the House. I mean, I'm sorry. I know everybody thinks he's so reformed. He should behave a little more politely if he's a reformed convict, to be honest with you. I think we should be asking those people, is it really okay that the guy who's going to be adjudicating law in Virginia on your behalf as a Democrat fantasizes about blowing the brains out of his political opponents and watching their children die? Is that okay? Would you say that it's okay if there was some Republican had used the N-word in text messages? Would you say it was okay if somebody was applying to be a state trooper and you found out that they had said that kind of stuff about people, whether it was race-based or religious-based or any other reason? I'm just telling you, if you were a cop or you were applying for a cop and someone went through your social media and said, oh my God, look at him talking about killing somebody to get his way, would you put that person in a patrol car? The answer is no. And the idea that the Democrats, from the Speaker of the House, himself an ex-con, to Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashemi, and the rest of them, don't have the moral fortitude to say, hey, this crosses the line about Jay Jones, exposes the frauds that they are. And I hope Virginians are paying attention. I don't want to live in a state where someone is in elected office making important decisions, where I need to be able to count on them at least being fair as they sit down at the table, and knowing that in the back of their mind, they hate me so much they wouldn't mind if I was dead. That's not acceptable. What's the problem here?
That's a great question. It is a great question. They have demonstrated that they really just don't have any integrity. There's no honor over there. If you can simply go along with that sort of nonsense, you simply excuse that sort of garbage. While we're in that vein, John, I didn't suggest that we should address this, but I'm sure you won't mind. Ghazala Hashemi has now come out with an attack piece on you. I saw this again only on social media. I don't know that it's anywhere else. It certainly wasn't sent to me, but I've read it from her social media, accusing you of bigotry in the religious arena, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Because, you know, Ghazala Hashemi, who can't say it to my face, won't go on stage, won't hold a press conference. She's doing her entire campaign with, like, tweets online. She says that someone like me, who, if you've listened to WRVA, I've traveled around the world. I'm probably one of the most traveled, most empathetic people that you'll ever meet, that suddenly I'm against Muslims because I dare to ask a question like, how would you adjudicate Sharia law if you are going to be the lieutenant governor of Virginia? Now, is that an out-of-line question? I think they asked Pat Robertson that when he was running for president as an evangelical Christian. I get asked questions every day about being a gay man and how I'm going to deal with Winsome Sears as an evangelical Christian. So excuse me, lady, why is it that I, for the last 7 months, have had nonstop questions about my personal life, my religion, the religion of other leaders in Virginia? But what, you get a pass? Nobody gets to ask you anything about a relevant issue in Virginia? Why can't you explain that? If you think it's such a bigoted question, you should be able to answer in 30 seconds and shoot it down. But you can't. And I'm tired of people bullying responsible people who dare ask the obvious question. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
I am thrilled to hear that, John. I appreciate you jumping on this afternoon. I loved your assessment of the debate. Loved getting into a couple of these other issues as well. I know the weekend is here, which means you will have no free time. You'll be out and about one end of the state to the other. So I always wish you safe travels.
It's going to be busy, Jeff. I wish I'd been sitting at your house watching the debate with you. We would have had a good time tearing it apart.
There might have been one or two entertaining activities at the bar while we were watching that debate. But, John, I appreciate it, my friend. Go get him. JohnReed4Virginia.com. That is John's website, JohnReed4Virginia.com. And again, I really do appreciate John hopping on with an assessment of that. I want to hear what you're saying as well. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Was there a winner? Was there a loser? You tell me. You, honest to goodness, you tell me. I am obviously biased in this. I'm going to vote for Winsome Sears. You know that. I certainly have not hidden that. However, I hear the complaints coming in, and I got a lot of them last night during the debate and people today going, Jeff, if only she wouldn't interrupt. That was the drawback to her. Okay. That's a legitimate criticism. I'm not going to discount that. There are plenty of people who were impacted by that. Now I ask you, if you want to talk about style, what about the Abigail Spanberger style of refusing to even acknowledge Winsome Sears standing right there? Wouldn't even look at her. Substance? Well, I thought Winsome Sears spoke about the issues. You may not have liked what she said. That's okay. But she actually spoke about the issues. Abigail Spanberger tap danced and lied, which is what she has done her entire political career. And actually, if we want to go back, you know, she trained at the farm. She learned how to tap dance and lie as a CIA operative, did she not? Well, that's what I heard. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 3:35, Dr. Dave Bratt is going to be with us. I want to hear what he has to say about these reductions in force. These are the firings, the terminations that are coming down from the federal government right now. Remember last week he said Democrats are not going to be thrilled when they see that Russ Vogt might very well be stepping in here and starting to cut these posts, cutting these positions, eliminating them, because he has every right to do this under the closed government situation with the Democrats created. And they continue. So we'll hear what he has to say. Hey, taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Ghazala Hashmi thinks doing a Biden-style campaign will give her a win on Spamberger's coattails. I pray the good citizens of Virginia will see through this. 804, Jeff, I was very proud of Winsome Sears last night. It shows she will not fold under pressure when hard decisions have to be made. As for Abigail Spanberger, she did Kamala Harris proud. Pat from Richmond says, Jeff, I have not heard word salads like that from Abigail Spanberger since the presidential race. Winsome Sears did great, 804 says. Will it be enough to get the anti-Trump people on board? 804, Jeff, Godzilla Hashmi, I think you mean Ghazala, or it must be, spell check. Ghazala Hashmi is saving her money for a last-minute media blitz trying to disparage John Reed. 3:28, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. We have so much, I do mean so much, that we are analyzing this afternoon. The debate last night between Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Abigail Spamberger. We have, of course, this incredible peace plan. It's underway. I mean, it's underway. I don't know how far it goes, how long it lasts, but my gosh, President Trump was able to do what I don't think we've ever really seen before. And we have Russ Vogt. A lot of people didn't even know that name before last week when Dr. Dave Bratt said, hey, while the Democrats are keeping the government shut down, this Russ Vogt has the ability to eliminate some jobs. And it looks like that's exactly what he's doing. Now, I want to dive into that. And I'm thrilled to say that Dr. Dave Bratt, Senior Vice President for Business Relations down there at Liberty University, joins. He joins us every Friday. Now, he's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's just here because he's a brilliant guy. He's a nice guy. He's got insight that, frankly, I just don't think we get to hear nearly often enough. And he's a friend. Dave, thank you for being here.
Dave, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Great.
Do you want to start with the debate, or did you just not have time to watch it or listen to it?
No. Well, I've been living it for 10 years. I mean, what happened in the debate is the rest of the world got to see Spamberger doesn't ever want to answer any questions. And it's kind of in all political views of my own, but the Democrat Party, they don't have a leader right now. They don't have any ideas. They don't have a platform. All they have is rage. They're upset. They're massively upset. And so, I mean, you kind of got that indication. If they have to respond to policy positions, their response would be a dog with fleas. It wouldn't fly with the voters, and so they don't say the answer.
Right.
And so that's just my quick take, and then all of this is linked, right? The rage here in Virginia, and the guy, the attorney general candidate says he's going to shoot the speaker and his wife and kids. And then in Chicago, you got riots and they're attacking federal ICE agents, which is against the law, you know, attacking, you know, policemen. That's kind of against the law. And then you have 20 million illegal immigrants. That's against the law. And the left is in favor of this against the law stuff. And conservatives are for keeping the law. And in Oregon, you got these attacks. And then you got the peace deal with President Trump. Thank God. And I mean that literally, right? Yes. I mean, that peace deal, it's still going to be tough. That ain't no walk in the park. But to have that agreement, just the first piece of 20 fall into place, is the biggest. And that, you know, we've spent $17 trillion on war in the last couple decades. And that money, if we spent that over here on our kids in schools, et cetera, in an innovation and technology, what a difference. And so I think the American people like, you know, the Trump philosophy of America first, bring the money back home. All of the founders were against all these foreign entanglements, right? All of them. Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, I mean, all of them. Do not get involved with these international entanglements. And just stay here. And we got enough problems over here. Now, hopefully, we get to work on the, you know, the border's already closed, but now, you know, getting back to the economy and getting things moving again. And so the positive energy, I think, is with the Republicans. I still want the House and Senate to do more. And fight a little harder fight. But that's my overall summary of the week.
Excellent, excellent. Last week, Dave, you introduced a lot of us to Russ Vogt.
Yep.
I dare say most people really didn't know. Oh, who is this guy? What are his responsibilities? Remind us who he is, what his responsibilities are, and what apparently he's doing today.
Yeah, well, he's a wizard. He's a friend of mine. I know that whole group, Center for Renewing America. If you want to look up the Center for Renewing America. He was with the Heritage Foundation, which, you know, is soup to nuts across the board policy shop in D.C. Kind of used to be the old Paul Ryan, a little bit of white paper, boring. But now they're under new leadership with Kevin Roberts. They did the 2025 thing, which got all vilified. But the main thing Russ Vogt did was he went through the budget 3 years ago, and he did it prior in Trump's first term, with a fine-tooth comb and cut out all the woke and weaponized and silly stuff and saved $1.5 trillion in a single year, right? And the Republican Congresses, they think it's good to cut $1 trillion off of a 10-year window.
Right.
And that's clearly not good enough because we're $60 trillion in debt at the end of this decade. So for all the folks doing the math out there, if you cut $1 trillion off of the 10-year window, you're still $59 trillion in debt. That obviously doesn't cut it, right?
Right.
So Russ Vogt's the only one that went through the entire budget line by line, did the hard, I mean, Herculean work. And so those folks deserve some praise, not ridicule. It's easy to hand out free candy and be a politician and say, oh, I'm for this. I'm going to give you this. That's a vote getter.
That's right.
But we're bankrupt. The economy, I've said it a million times on your show, the productivity in our country has been going down for 70 years in a row. Mm. And that's because government spending has been going up for 70 years in a row. And so we got to end the gravy train, the free stuff, if you want to hand an economy over to the kids at all. They're already in the basements. They already can't afford homes. The food prices are through the roof because Biden had 20% inflation. We got to fix all that. So that's Russ Vogt in a nutshell.
And today, apparently, we call them reductions in force, right? We're cutting people.
Yep.
So who would the people be that are losing their jobs? I'm trying to get an analysis from somebody who's going to be honest, because obviously there's a lot of spin already. Oh, my gosh, everybody's going to die because every doctor that's ever had a connection with the federal government is being, you know, laid off and they're being fired now and all the rest of it. But so who really, realistically, Dave, who is it that Russ Vogt is looking at and saying, yeah, we can get along without you?
Well, I think it's kind of the similar with the illegal immigration thing, right? 20 million illegal immigrants Biden allows in, wreaking havoc across the city, linked with Soros and the NGOs and all sorts of stuff, right? So the pragmatic answer is, well, you go after the worst of the worst first. You go after the people that have been let out of prison 10 times, and you deport them. Right. And so I think the answer with any other rifts are going to be anybody, you know, teachers, school bureaucrats that have been pushing these crazy boys or girls things and mm-hmm. sexuality in the kindergarten books and whatever. Right. I think we can do without your services for a while. Right. And it's just fascinating, right? In the Judeo-Christian tradition, we're the only religious group, right? The Christian West came up with human rights language in about 1300, the Catholics.
Yes.
And, you know, came out of, of course, the Hebrew scriptures and the beliefs that we're all created in God's image. But we believe in protecting life, liberty, and happiness for every minority person and group. So that's not what's being debated here. What's being debated is now the minority factions, these 0.1% of the population, think they get to dictate policy for the majority. Mm-hmm. The minority gets to run the country. No, that ain't part of the Republic deal, right? That's not, right? It's like you have a right for life, liberty, happiness, yep. But you don't get to run the trains because yep. You run the trains in the ditch.
That's right.
And so I think that's what we're sorting out here, this rule of law thing. Going way back, if you want to go way back to Locke and Hobbes, they had a hard time because they were intelligent and sophisticated thinkers. And they said, how are we going to get these people to go along with this democracy thing? Because mm-hmm. they're not really going to vote for all these policies, right? So then you have a representative. And even if you have a representative, you still really haven't voted for everything, right? So they had to come up with, how are we going to get their tacit consent, it was called. And they basically said there's one thing that everybody will make the agreement for, and that's to protect their life. Will you join a contract, a social contract, where we, the government, protect your life, in exchange you go along with this Republic idea? Mm-hmm. Right? So that it was very minimalist government. But now people are just making up rights. And, of course, they're not rights, and they're certainly not biblical rights, and we're bankrupt. And the machine's not running anymore. Yeah. And so there has to be a fix. And, we've been spoiled. We've been living high. But those days are over, I'm afraid to tell everybody. And so it's time to get some discipline back.
Yeah, it's certainly not going to be an easy lesson for a lot of people. When you talk about how long this stuff has been going on, decades and decades and decades.
Yep.
Let's face it. Nobody wants to go to the doctor and hear, you know what? If you don't drop 20 pounds in the next month,
right,
you're probably not coming
right.
in for your appointment next year, right? I mean, nobody wants to hear that, but
yep.
Your doctor cares about it. She's going to be honest with you and let you know what the story is. Well, do you have any sense now that these reductions in force are happening with the federal government starting today with the Rust vote directives? Do you have a sense now how long this government shutdown continues? Is this enough to say to those Democrats, all right, fine, we're getting back, we're going to vote, and let's just move on?
Yeah, I would have thought things would be wrapping up in the next few days. I think last week I said within a week or so. And so I still think Schumer's going to come back. Right. Senator Kennedy, the funny one, the other day said, look, Schumer is going to act like he's a hardcore because the socialists are running their party.
Yep.
But he's going to find 7 votes to come back and open it up and run the government. And then he's going to act like, oh, I can't believe you guys did that. I'm so upset with you. And so, you know, I think that's what's probably coming within the week.
Okay.
And if not, you know, the base of the Democrat Party is small and shrinking. But they're very loud, right? You're seeing Spamberger with the rage, fuel your rage, and then the lines and whatever. So they're running hot right now, and it doesn't seem like a good way to govern.
Right. That's a great point. That's a great point. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I thank you for the time. Have a blessed weekend. We will talk again soon.
All right. Love being on. God bless you guys.
Thank you. That is Dr. Dave Brad. He is the Senior Vice President for Business Relations down there at Liberty University. Great, great school, by the way. Just an absolutely stellar school. And I would hope, I really would hope that if you've got kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, etc., you're having them think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
About liberty. That would be an important thing to do. All right. And I do want to make one disclaimer, just so we're always very clear. Dave Brad is never here on behalf of liberty. He's here because he's a brilliant guy, and he's a dear friend for many, many, many years, and he knows of what he speaks. And he's just kind enough to join us and offer a little insight, which I really do appreciate. We've got my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski, is coming up at 4:35. You know, the best weekend radio show anywhere happens Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., right here on News Radio WRVA with Stan. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andrewski. And then at 5:35, my pal TJ Leonard's dropping by. They got a lot of stuff going on at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump. The pumpkin patch is open. They've got a special costume contest that's going to be happening. So we got a lot to talk about with TJ. We'll do that at 5:35. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.